Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Love Fest has been going on for years, probably dating back to that shootout, an all-time great game in Heinz Field history back in 2009 when the Steelers played the Packers and Tomlin was so scared of Aaron Rodgers that he onside kicked to keep the ball away from Rodgers or tried to get the ball back quickly if Green Bay recovered because he didn't think that they could stop the Packers offense. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Looking like a low of 66 after a day of heat in the high 80s. That's your temperature for the Buccos and Phils tonight. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mark Cabali of the same mind as Mike Tomlin, that they are getting a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. You said last night that they're going to win the AFC North
with Aaron Rodgers. If they get Keenan Allen, I said they're close.
Keenan Allen is that big of a deal where
I do think they need a possession type receiver to complement what they have, a tough gritty. I mean, Zach Azani loves that grittiness, griminess, and that's how I view Keenan Allen.
But the bigger story is you think Aaron Rodgers is that close that with him, they actually have the potential to unseat the Ravens and become better than the Bengals this year.
The reason why I'm thinking this, because I think the roster is so much better than it was last year. Overall.
What are some places where you're convinced
they're
better?
You've got the depth of the outside linebackers good. I think your cornerbacks are better. At least I think Slay's better. Brandon Echols is playing that three corner right now, maybe moving into nickel. I think he's better than what they have. Trice is coming on. And then you have Fatanu coming back. Of course, he's only played a little bit, but you could tell instantly that this guy is going to be a player. The offensive line is a year more mature. I think that's going to be the biggest jump out of it all. And I think their running backs are better, too. I mean, I think Caleb Johnson, Jalen Warren, and Kenny Gainwell is better than what they had last year.
I like that you said that Johnson's better than Najee, then, is what you're telling me? From what you've seen, you believe that?
Well,
I don't think that's a very high hurdle to jump over. So if you're saying that
the rookie is better,
they're going to give Warren a chance then to be maybe the guy, unlike when they would start Najee Harris in every game and watch him go 3 yards in a cloud of dust over and over and over again.
I think that the combo of Warren and Johnson and Gainwell is much better than the combination of Warren, Harris, and Cordarrelle Patterson. So I think they've really have a better roster than they did a year ago. I mean, throw the punter. He's coming back. I know it might be minutia, but he's very good. He's a very good punter. So I think when you throw that together.
And all of that is enough to bridge the gap with the Ravens, who had a 300-yard rushing game against you. In the last two times they played you, they took their belt off, and they hit you over the behind with it.
Well, a lot has to happen, though. I mean, the quarterback's going to have to play better than he has in the past couple of seasons here. But I think he has that potential to do that. But he also has the potential just to crap the bed, too. I mean, we just don't know right now what Aaron Rodgers you're getting until you go out there and see him throw and see him perform under pressure. And you'll be able to tell, I think, pretty significantly and pretty quickly whether or not he has it or not. So
can I ask you a very honest question? You were a big Russell Wilson guy, and you were excited for Russ. You shook his hand. You said he has some of the biggest hands you've ever seen. You watched him in practice. You were convinced he was better than Justin Fields. You liked the Russell Wilson potential last year and thought he got railroaded and scapegoated at the end of the year when they lost to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
When you watched the Jets-Steelers game last year, Russell Wilson's coming out party, you honestly thought Aaron Rodgers still had it as a quarterback? You watched that game 37-15 and said, you know what? Actually, that guy on the other sideline is going to be the Steelers' answer at quarterback next year, not Russ.
The way I looked at it is I looked at the Jets as a whole was just a disaster. That's the way I looked at it. It was just a franchise that couldn't get out of its own way here, and that's the way I looked at it more than Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing well. I think if you surround him with the right coaching staff, the right players, I think he has a better chance. I just think Jets were just a disaster last year. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I think that the coaching has to be better. I mean, everyone got fired there. I don't think much of Mike, and I'm still kind of out on Arthur Smith, or the jury's out. I'm not saying I'm out completely. I'm saying we got to see. I think that is an upgrade, but I don't think the skill position players are better. Garrett Wilson, Davante Adams, and Breece Hall. I mean, those guys are better than what the Steelers have,
yeah,
Mark.
But I think their line was struggling.
Their line
year.
Did the struggle, defense. But one thing that we're going to probably disagree on is I'm not convinced this line is going to be good yet.
I'm convinced they are going to take
it. So you think
step.
Broderick is ready to go, locked and loaded? They're going to have great protection on the left side.
I think that's the one question.
That's a big one,
it's
Mark.
It's a big question, Mark.
That ain't
but the
your
other
right guard. That's not trying to hide Darnell Stapleton. But that's your left tackle.
I understand that, and I think that offensive line will go as far as Broderick Jones takes him.
That makes me very nervous, and I'm shocked it doesn't scare the bejesus out of you.
But weren't you very excited last year? I mean, beginning of this year when they were switching him to left, you wanted to switch to left. He's a different guy on the left-hand side.
I hope he is. I mean, I'm happy that they're not, you know, being stubborn or obtuse about trying to have them be a swing tackle like they were the last couple of years and learn left and right. Yeah, I'm encouraged by that. But I also feel – what are you laughing about?
Because you said obtuse. I was going to say, what did you call me? Shawshank.
Great movie. That's a rewatchable one. But I'm scared that they have stunted his growth the same way they have other first-round picks lately. Yeah, I am.
I am a firm believer that – Broderick Jones has all the talent and all the athleticism in the world, and if you get that gray matter between the ears figured out, he turns into a Pro Bowl caliber player. I don't think it has anything to do with athletic ability or if he can play a position or not. I think he needs to concentrate more.
Okay, how do you get him to do that?
That's where the coaching comes in.
And they don't have Mike Munchak anymore.
Yeah.
They got what? They got just a run-of-the-mill ham and egg offensive line coach.
Well, I do like their offensive line, honestly. I mean, Zach Frazier could be a 10-time Pro Bowler.
I think I agree with you on that. I think he's the
anchor
of it.
And I think Mason McCormick coming from South Dakota State and being able to perform like he did in that level is very, very interesting moving forward. I think Sam Allu is just a solid rock. He's not going to overwhelm me. He's not as good as he was 4 or 5 years ago. But he's pretty doggone. And then Fatanu, man, I'm telling you, this guy might be their MVP this year.
What?
Oh, I'm just hypothetically speaking here because obviously an offensive lineman is not going to be it, but he's going to be that good, I think.
I just think you portrayed it when the news happened. Like this was a huge get because they could now compete in the AFC North. But I've also heard you say things on here like, I'm not convinced Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph, which I agreed with you on when you said it.
Well, I'm not convinced.
Well, there you go.
I need to see it first.
Well, right. But, like, there are obviously listeners out there that hear you say a career backup quarterback is not necessarily better than a four-time MVP and think, what's wrong with you?
I
don't think there's anything wrong with you.
I think the intangibles associated with Rodgers are very interesting.
You said that about Russell Wilson's intangibles, though.
Well,
and you were right about that.
He was pretty good for about 8 weeks until Pickens got hurt and the defensive line couldn't, you know, stop anything. So, I mean, I think Russell Wilson was still a pretty good quarterback for what they wanted. It just was bad. Somebody's cutting me off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Hope everybody's going to stay safe out there. Mark Cabali in studio. Malzi's off, thank God. Here's Joey in Baldwin on Aaron Rodgers. Hello, Joey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. Say hi to Mark Cabali, Joey.
Hi, Mark.
What's up, Joe?
I just have a question. I want to know genuinely, Pony, if you think that Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger are actually on the same level.
All right. The guy called in and said they're not in the same class. And I said, that's absurd. They're both first ballot Hall of Famers. To say that Aaron Rodgers is much better than Ben is just insanely wrong. You disagree with that?
I agree that they're both first ballot Hall of Famers. But like after this year, Rodgers is going to have 100 more touchdowns than Ben and 100 less interceptions with the same amount of yards. And he is a four-time MVP, and Ben has never gotten an MVP vote.
All right, how many rings does Ben have, and how many does Aaron Rodgers have? You don't think that that's an equalizer whatsoever?
Who beat who in the Super Bowl?
Aaron Rodgers beat Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not arguing for the record that Ben is better than Rodgers. I'm saying that, like, to say that they're getting a quarterback who is just, like, eons better than Ben is ridiculous. Ben is one of the 10 or 15 best quarterbacks of all time, and Aaron Rodgers is somewhere between 5 and 10. So there's, like, four or five guys in between them? That's in the same class. It absolutely is.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's also different because that caller was a little bit ridiculous. Like, the take was bad to start, so I get that. But it just sounded like you were trying to say that because they're both first ballot Hall of Famers, they're on the same level.
Yes, that is what I'm trying to say. Do you disagree with that, Mark? If you're both first ballot Hall of Famers, you're literally in the most elite category of NFL players of all time.
So the argument is Ben and Aaron Rodgers are close, and you're saying
no. What happened
some people
was
are saying Aaron is.
What happened was a guy called in order to make his point that Rodgers was still a good quarterback, said don't even like put him in the same breath as Ben Roethlisberger. The guy can have a great career into his 40s, unlike Ben, who stalled out in his late 30s because Aaron Rodgers is that much better than Ben. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's better.
Yeah.
But their careers are at least somewhat debatable, are they not?
Yeah, I think the MVPs are a big separator when you look at the stats, or at least Hall of Famers. But I think Ben, there's no guarantee that Aaron Rodgers would have been as successful as Ben was in this system. And think about it, you're talking about the stats here too, and into his 40s, Aaron Rodgers didn't play his first 2 years, right?
No, he didn't.
So, I mean, he's sort of like the Cam Hayward. He has a little bit longer legs there because he didn't play early in his career.
But, Mark, my point is, though, okay, so where would you off the top of your head put Aaron Rodgers all time? Just top of your head. Spitball. I'm not going to hold you to this. Just give me a number that you think makes sense.
6.
That's about where I'd put him. Where do you put Ben?
10.
Okay. Okay. So they are in the same class.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
Donnie, I think one point on our show actually ranked Ben all-time better than Aaron Rodgers, much to the chagrin of Malzi, who I think his ear started bleeding when you did that.
I also admit it afterwards, though. I did that since I knew both of you would have Rodgers way ahead, or at least Malzi would.
He's tweaking you.
So that was entirely done to just get on Mueller's nerves?
Yeah, I knew that would get him fired up.
Do you think they're close?
I do think they're close. Rodgers is better career. I mean, he's a four-time MVP. But I at least think they're, you know, it's not like they're in complete different stratospheres.
I mean, there's different systems, too. I mean, for the first half of Ben's career, he was just a running defensive guy. You know, a team that relied on running and defense. Aaron Rodgers was even around the field from day one.
I think Ben could have done that, heave it around the field, though, from day one.
Maybe not early on in his career. I know he had that great 05 playoff run, but he ended up turning into one of the best. He's probably very undervalued. He and Bradshaw are very similar.
I think Bradshaw is the most underrated quarterback of all time. He's got four Super Bowls and an MVP, and no one puts him in the same sentence as some of these other guys. There's three quarterbacks that have done that in NFL history, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and him.
Well, there's a reason for that, because those first two Super Bowls were a lot of run, and it was that 70s defense that we think about right now. So that's the reason. Plus, you have to look at that first year of Bradshaw where he threw, 30 picks.
Yeah,
and
but
was
by
benched.
That logic, I mean, how much was Brady throwing the ball in 01 when they won the Super Bowl and in 03 and 04? It wasn't completely his team yet in those years.
No, he wasn't throwing it at all.
Text us on the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line, a person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I didn't think we'd be comparing Ben's career to Aaron Rodgers, but if you want to chime in on that, you can. 412-928-9370. In your reaction to Aaron Rodgers signing, Mark thinks if they had another receiver with Rodgers, they can compete for the AFC North title. I disagree with that strongly. How about you? 412-928-9370. Donnie has a headline, and we're right back with an insider report on who the Steelers might add to play tight end. But first, a headline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.